This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am really excited to bring you this episode because I'm bringing it not just for you, but I'm bringing it for me. I have sat here for about the last 40 or so minutes trying to work out what the perfect episode is going to be because of the wider context that I am creating for right now. And it suddenly occurred to me as time was ticking past and I wasn't getting done all of the other things that I have committed to for today when it comes to getting things done, like just seeing myself getting to the end of the day and not having achieved even a quarter of what I desired because of this need to get the right episode. And I, in that moment of divine inspiration, I'm like, this is it. If you're doing this, you know that so many other people are doing this. And so the title of this episode is, are you getting this wrong too? The question is what? And the answer is needing to be right. Do you need to be right? Do you need the next step that you are going to take to be the right step? Do you need the person who you are arguing with to understand your point of view and tell you that they are wrong and you are right? Do you need the whole world to see you as perfection personified? Like you are the person who's got it figured out and you know that the next step is the next best right step. You know that your point of view is the correct point of view and you just need to be right. So that's the first part. The second part is that are you so afraid of not being right? It is stopping you from making a move. It actually stops you from speaking because you're afraid that you might be cancelled. It actually stops you from taking a step because what if I go all in on this next step and it is incorrect? Is that you? Because over the last kind of 48 hours, I realized that I've been playing in both of those pools. And what is so interesting to me, the minute I take a step back, the minute I zoom out and I'm able to look at my behavior from a different perspective, I realize that this desire to get it right, this desire for me to just be in the zone with whatever it is that I'm doing, or to be recognized as the person who is correct, like in that need and in that desire, I've already lost the game. I've already lost the game. I want you to just sit with that. You know, what do I mean? What I mean is that when we're in flow and we're just rolling with it, we're taking whatever comes and we are in that place of acceptance, or we're having loads of fun, or it feels like, you know, all of the good stuff is rolling into us. It is so much easier to take a little bit of a bump in the road. It is so much easier to be able to let go. It is so much easier to be in acceptance when really the majority of what it is that you are doing or how you are feeling feels like you're in flow state. And from that perspective, it's just, it's okay for you to be a little bit wrong because you feel like you're getting everything else right. It's a game. It's like, okay, it's no big deal. But if you're not in that situation, because you have decided that the stakes are incredibly high. So there is no room for a little blip. There is no room for you to not be correct. There is no space for you to take a misstep. The stakes are so high that there is no flow. Now, what I know to be true when I'm zoomed out, when I'm chill, when I just have, in what my view is, the correct perspective on what is going on in this world and my role within this world, it's all a fucking game. There are an infinite number of paths that we have the opportunity to step onto at any given moment, an infinite number. So the idea that there is only one perspective, that there is only one right, that there is only one best next step, all of that is flawed thinking. And it's all flawed thinking because you've forgotten that the bigger picture of this is a game. And I am so conscious of, at the point of recording, there are so many atrocities and unfathomable things going on in this world that don't feel like child's play, that do not feel like I'm in a video game, like a really life and death. I'm conscious that when I use these words, that it might be easy to dismiss them. But I think that especially against that backdrop of the big things that are going on in this world, when we get lost in needing to be right, when we get lost in not being able to take a step because we're afraid of getting it wrong, even with the context that is going on in the wider world, we're still losing it. We've still lost. We still don't have perspective. And that prevents us from doing what we need to do, which is really just live our lives. Taking the ups with the downs, taking the rough with the smooth, being in full acceptance of what is, knowing that every single step that we take is merely feedback. It's feedback and an opportunity to refine what the next step is going to be after that. And when the stakes feel high, the decision that we have to make in those, in inverted commas, high-stake games is, are we going to be able to rise anyway? Am I going to be okay anyway? Am I going to be able to put the next foot in front of the other anyway? Because when you make the decision that that is your truth, that no matter what happens, you are going to keep going. No matter what happens, you are going to identify what the next path is. No matter what happens, you are going to be able to zoom out, refine your behavior, and do something differently next time. When you make that decision, you create a level of spaciousness where actually the most important thing is you just moving forward. So when it comes to the argument and you needing to be right, just moving forward might be you throwing your hands up and saying, you know what? I'm letting it go. I'm listening to what it is that you say. I understand some of it. I don't understand all of it, but I see that you feel really strongly about this. And whilst I might not be able to agree with everything, I respect that you feel strongly. I choose to honor your perspective, and I'm letting it go. I don't need you to understand me. I am going to choose to hear you and understand you, and I'm going to let it go so that we can move forward. When it comes to the business decision, it is putting your foot forward, taking the next step and going all in, knowing that you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Can you go all in knowing that you don't know what the outcome is going to be, but choosing to be the type of person to receive the feedback and make the refinements based on the feedback? Can you do that? Are you willing to do that? Are you the type of person that when the chips are down and the stakes are so, so high, when it doesn't go in your favor, are you willing to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and ask yourself, okay, what next? Or do you end up curling up in the spiral of shame,
full of guilt, full of depression, full of not being able to move because you're frightened of what the next step gets to be. When you are willing to be wrong, when you are willing to see things from a different perspective, when you are willing to let go, because this is really what we're talking about, just letting go of the thing that you are gripping on so hard so that you can see what the next step might be, it is here that the opportunity is. And it's in that space of opportunity that you have the chance to change things. You not needing to get it right, you being willing to get it wrong, you being willing to receive feedback, you being willing to understand as opposed to need to be understood, all of those choice points are opportunities for you to change the direction of where you are. And ultimately, as you change the direction, you frequently, not always, but frequently speed up time. Because you're getting new feedback. You're not ignoring the same old feedback. You're not just getting told the same old thing because you are showing up differently in that moment. You can only expect to receive different feedback. And as you choose to take on board the different feedback and then refine and act accordingly, you collapse the time that it takes for you to move forward. So my invitation for you today is to really see, where am I acting from a place of needing to be right? And where am I willing to let that go? I am super interested in what comes up for you with this episode. Please message me on Instagram and let me know where you're willing to see and ultimately behave differently when it comes to letting go of the need to be right. And I'd love a before and after. I'd love the what comes up and then what happens after you shift. How does everything else shift around you? It cannot help but shift around you. Okay, thank you so much for listening to this episode. As I've said, I've already invited you to tag me on Instagram. And if you've liked this and it's been useful, please share it with a friend. Like, help me get the word out. And in the meantime, until the next time when I am in your earbuds, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving Activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.